Beginn der Current Daf, Masech des Bar Bekamen Daf Chazayin, Beginn der Manal, Beginn des Master, Beginn des Gemara, Kavash Allah Bechulu. So if he holds him down, into the fire, and he can't get out, his Chayiv. And then there's the other case of Doch Bar Techer, if he pushes him in, and he could come out, he's Potter. So there's two elements. There's the holding down, the pushing, and there's also if it could come out or not. So the alien and the and the Gemara said, "Now, above the base, the Farish explains the reason not could cover us. The reason why he picked in the first case that he holds him down the Rebus as a chiddush, that even though he didn't push him in, but he can't get out. Save not could dachafa, and therefore he's gemchay. Save not could dachafa, it picks pushing him in the Rebus as a chiddush because although he pushed him in, but since he could come out, so therefore he's going to be potter. Next test must begin with the words the Gemara, the Mishnah teaches." Kara kesusi chayv. If he tells him, tear my garment, you're going to be chayv. So you see this idea that answers Rabbi's question. Shtoy says, Tim, it's a wonder. Hechem mesi raya. What are you bringing proof from that Mishnah? Dilmashani hacha. Maybe here it's the Mishnah. Lohasa gichaz man bigdoy. Here, wait a minute, there he tears the garment. So when he's tearing it, there's nothing to do once it's torn. But here, when he put on the coal, so... What do you mean? So that he could take it off. So he should have removed it. Teddy, you should know there's a menachin rabba. In fact, rabba picked, you could even see from his question, al bigdoy chayiv, on his garment, that you're going to be, chayiv. Mechlal differences, dal basari butter. But regarding the other case, that he understood that you're going to be exempt. Because, for the same idea. Of where the guy can remove it. Vassal Mekaman, the Gemara says, Lehman Abtapi Bezim Rav Tanan, we learn the Mishnah. See me saying, the guy says, blind my eye. A fellow has lifter, even if he does on the tension of being examined, Chayb is liable. Now, Ela Korcho Chal B'Sari Pater, so why are we saying that on his flesh you can be Pater over here? That's asking a question. You see, Al B'Sari is Chayb. So even if he's Yaman has lifter. So what he's saying here, Pater, Mishnah Jari Lelos, he should remove it. Like when he puts on his heart and that he dies. So, if that's the case, so what are you being arrived from Karad as Kesusi, where there's nothing you could do about it? The Hashem says, what he says, no, the Hopshitale, it's obvious to him, the Me'al Besorai, Yosar Gechel. So you're right, from the flesh, he's going to remove the coal. But a Me'al Bigdole Chayesh, but from his garment, he's not concerned. And because, look, you're Chayev, you're going to have to pay me anyways. But Yitzchok Lasu Yeraya, you didn't have to bring a proof, Elish Laitema, the only thing is that you shouldn't say, that wasn't a bard, so that we knew that the guy doesn't have to take off the coal. You're tearing it. You're putting on the coal. It's your responsibility. So, but the only question was, since the guy is putting on his garment and the guy sees him putting on, he's being quiet. So this was the point. So like he had in mind, like yeah, he was being meichelim. He had in mind that he should be exempt. We find because even if he tells him to. That even he tells him to tear it, that he's going to be chayiv. So then, what was the question over here? It's just because he sees him and he's being quiet, so if he's okay with it, that was the half a minute to say that he should be pater. The question was if he puts the coal on his slave's heart, what's the halacha over there? Which tries to qualify as the question. Kshabit kafas, we're talking about what the slave is bound. Rabbi Amad Etzlei Ari. And the master standing near him, that's what Tumah can reach Lelik, we explain Nafcha Bez and Bez and Maschel Bahaya, where it because if the slave could do something, then he should have done. It's just that the master's watching over him. It's not where the slave dies, but rather he gets injured. That's his doubt. Maybe the master won't be concerned to remove him, like his behemoth. Maybe say, no, the human being, and that would be different. That was the Gemara's question. The second paragraph says, but places, and that would begin. The third paragraph, which the Gemara says, regarding to understand the case, that you're telling me that, why are you saying kad and chav is different words? Oh no, we're coming to tell you that hainu kad hainu chav is what's the difference? L'maykech nebcher. So what do you mean? What do people usually call it? So that's what saying the beikanami the kor lechavita kadu lekad lechavita that most call kad lekad lechavita chavita, but some call chavita kad and some call kad lechavita. So Tais explains that why do you have to do that? Why can't you just say that some call kad chavita? We have to say that some call chavita kad. So Tais says no. Tavai trichi. No, both are necessary. We have to say both ways. Why? So he explains because there's different cases over here. Shemir's now losses like kad. If he stipulated to give him a jug, And he acquired it with a kerchief. And so what happens now? Now the buyer owes the money to the seller. The buyer could say, I'm not going to give you money. I know you sold me a kad, but no, I call a kad a chavis. Where he calls a barrel a kad, because he's the muxik, and because you want to get money out of him, and we don't go after the majority. And that's one way. Now we need it for the other way too. Let's say the stipulator is going to give him a barrel, and the buyer gave money already. The seller can tell the buyer, no, I'm only giving you a jug. Therefore, you have to say this other way. Now he calls, when I said chavis, I meant the kad, because I call the kad chavita. And we're going after the majority. So there's two ways that it's important. Therefore, you have to say that some call a chavita kad, and some call the kad a chavita. November Tommy says, the Philip Abdon Perkamecha Paris, even according to that says in Baba Vasta, Sadiq Bezim and Alvin, they're tasting the Masa Balazzi explains. We'll come back, but Gemara brings later on that Baba Manal, Hogamach Macharim, that we do go after the majority when it comes to monetary law. Gabba Mechashal Chabay, when someone sells an ox to his friend, and so now it turns out that it's a goring ox, where, okay, so make a choice, because everyone knows most people want it for plowing, which is not going to be good for a goring one. It would only be valid for Shechita. That Hachamayda, here Rab would agree, Sheyochal Amuxig Leim Alamaitzi, the one who is in possession, who could tell the one who's trying to extract from him, that although the majority helps you, no, you cannot extract from me the money, because the kimli b'nafshay, I know regarding myself, shani minamid, that I am for the minority. Now, well, I thought you don't go after the, meaning here, we're not going to go after the majority. Here we will, if the guy could say, I know what I am, meaning, and conscious of, but in the case that Rab discusses, later on the Ben Vamadav, When you find the guy that you turn out that the ox is the growing ox, the seller cannot tell to the buyer, Kimli ben Nafshach, I know regarding you, Shatim ben Amiyat, that you're from the minority, the Zavon Lechasa that buys it for slaughtering. To the contrary, the buyer can tell the seller, you fooled me. Kimli ben Nafshach, I know myself, Shatim ben Amiyat, that I'm from the majority, the Zavon Lechasa that buys for plowing. So it depends when you'll go after the majority or not. Even the coin drop that says you do is regarding when the guy himself, but when it is the guy himself, like over here, he could say that he's actually for the minority, and they could tell the Mechabel of Raya that you cannot collect from it. And that's what he's been telling me to say, wait a second, what's this whole discussion anyway? Not sure, did he sell Mekad, did he tell Mechabel? How much money did the guy pay? Can the Mechabel come on, like you might ask later on, in the beginning of Perek HaPara, let's see. If he paid the amount of an ox that you need for plowing, which is obviously much more than that of one that you're not going to need, you're just going to slaughter right away, check how much money. And there, the Masal Nechzi, and the Babas also, the Masal Nechzi, said, I'll explain with Hashem's help. The full Rabban, the player of Yehuda, even according to Rabban, that is going to be the Mechaz, that's been in the Gemara, but they end up in Zembeis, and Babas. That when you sell the plow lemachabakr, you didn't sell the animal with it. The less lo adam madim, that they don't even hold that the money lets you know. Even according to them, Parak, the Gemara is asking that, no, at times you will. So again, why don't you just go based on the money? That should tell us the answer. Sometimes what you can say is, dalei shaycha hachadosh dam. No, here you can't follow the money, you know, to let you know the answer. Because the krim, the me'akav is the jug, price of the jug is maybe a little more expensive jug and a little cheaper barrel. They're very close to prices, and that would not be sufficient to answer the question. Well, you know, I mean, another person could say is, Shemochali kad mechav yeshav masayim zuz. So he sold him 200 zuz worth of either one, whichever one it is, whether it be kad mechav. So leshaklim zehay dois damakal. You can't say that the money will let you know, because you're giving a certain money's worth of whichever the item is. Now, Mary Disley Zuzi. Moreover, says Taisus, you have to say he's talking about where that he has money, the Lishayach Loimer, where he cannot tell him, because Taisus bothered by the question, says, what's the difference? What do you want for the money? He could just tell him, Shokel Kadach Bezuzach, then take your jug with the money, meaning take back your item. What are you forcing him? Says, you can say, I say this is what it is, and this sale has to go on. No problem. I'll pay you with what? With your jugs. So obviously you have to say that he has money, and then he can't tell him, then he has to pay him with money. He can't tell him to take the jug in place of your money. Now, the Swarm the Gas about Para, according to the text that have in later on Perka Para, of Mevov Mabez, Uba Meicher, Paris, Novadirim, and Baba Vasa, that's how they base the Ida less Nulan Gazuzi, that if you don't have the money, so Tochlu Ukmi, you would have to explain Shesh Lilikech Mois HaMecher, that actually the buyer has the monies of the sale, and the Hiknula of Kark already acquired to him through the property. Or, so that's one pshat. So you would have to say that's why he's liable, because the radio was marketing. Or, that then it went down in price. So then it wouldn't be enough to just say, hey, here, take it. What do you mean? It's already cheaper. You owe me still more. So these are a few different answers, what the significance is of paying him when you can just give him back his item. We can have another purchase. This is what it's saying. What would you say? They do go after the majority. Meaning, you're right, this is exactly what the Gemara is saying. Even though the money supports the one who's in possession, Kamash Malan, that we don't go after the majority. And the guy could say that no, this is what I call it. But didn't have a Muslim Ibchan, it's true that you could have said the other way around. What do you say, Zilbas Chazaka, that you should go after the guy who's Mukzik? Even though not Kamash Malan, no, you could say that's the Kiddush, the Inal Chamas Chazak, we don't go after the Chazak, Ela Chareiv, right after the majority, Im Hadam Mesayim Lareiv, if the money assists the one who has the majority. But, El Mashon Mesnit Mukhach, but just that the Mishnah is obvious, the Balash Meinu, that the Mishnah come to teach us, the lawyers Lim Basruva. That's why we say that's the Kiddush, that not going after the majority, because the Kad V'chav is Chadim, it's telling us that they're the same thing. And Lefizah, so Shabbat Tvei, Alib the Rav, Alib the Shmuel, then actually makes more sense according to Rav than it is according to Shmuel, from the Sheminan, from the fact that that we know the Leizlina Basaruba, that we don't go after the majority, only when the money assists the one who is in possession. But the Sheminan said, B'mokam den dam Masayim, but we wouldn't know this in a place where the money is not assisting, which that's like Rav, or all is that generally, then you actually would go Basar Rav, by moment.